The UK Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, let's go to Adam in London. The World Focus here on the health of Boris Johnson. Some improvement, Adam?
Sounds like it, yes. We're told that he's been sitting up in bed, that he has, quote, responded to treatment, but nonetheless, it's a third night in intensive care, and they don't keep you in intensive care for no reason. But he hasn't been on a ventilator, which I suppose is a good sign as well. The thing is, Boris is unlikely, though, to be fit enough to chair a review of our lockdown. Now, that's due on Monday, or possibly Tuesday, given that it's Easter Monday. The 3 weeks will be up, but the signs are that, given our death rate, we had another record level, 936 deaths in 24 hours. Given that, and the infection rate still increasing, it is thought that basically there will be an extension on the restrictions, and pretty much everyone has said it. And as a sign of the times, frankly, they have now created two makeshift morgues, as well as all the emergency hospitals that have sprung up. They've now basically turned refrigeration hangars at Birmingham Airport and an RAF base north of London into places to put bodies should they be needed. Right. And I guess they're not doing it for no reason, are they?
No, not at all. All right, Adam. There he is, Adam Gilchrist in London. I should say Boris Johnson's 55. 46% of those at that age group don't survive. Let's hope he does. News next at 7.